Hey, what's going on, my friends? It's Dave Sharp. Welcome to Wake Up Legendary, my friends. Man, it is wonderful, wonderful to be with you here once again this morning. As always, we have yet another amazing guest on this morning. It is time to be legendary, as you see. What does be legendary mean? Gosh, it means for us to deliver online education simply and with integrity, which is the absolute tagline that we've had on the front of our website since the beginning of our existence. And that is the tagline that is going to stay on our website until the end of time. And that is because that's going to continue to be our goal. And part of that tradition of delivering online education simply and with integrity is to interview our actual customers. Yes, interview our customers. Sit here unscripted, unplanned, never know what's going to happen, and actually ask them, what is your experience here? What is your experience starting something new? What is your experience with our education? What is your experience launching your business? What have you had to overcome? Give us the good, bad, the ugly, and let's talk about it so people can prepare accurately to launch their own business. With that being said, I am so thrilled to welcome this morning a former registered nurse who has attracted her online audience through the power of storytelling and good old hard work. Monique, welcome to the show.
Hi, Dave.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. How about you? How's it going?
Oh, it's wonderful. How do you feel being here? Did you say you were excited? Are you more excited than I am?
Yes, I actually am. So it's been a dream come true to be invited here.
Aw, thank you for saying that. We were so glad to have you. And so where are you calling in from?
So I'm up north, Seattle, Washington.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, from the opposite side of the country down here in Florida. Hello. Good morning.
I know. I envy the weather there, Dave. I miss the sun.
It's very sunny today. It's very sunny today. So let's get into your story, your experience. You know, what has motivated you to want to start an online business?
Yeah, sure. So I'm originally from the Philippines. So I came here to America for the American dream. So in the Philippines, all we know is to achieve the American dream, you have to be a nurse. So that's what I did. I took my nursing degree in the Philippines, became a nurse here, worked during the pandemic. But experiencing, you know, how nurses work here, they have to work more than 40 hours. And during their day off, they get called in to work still. So I knew that I don't want to do this for a long time. So it wasn't the American dream that I came here for. So I learned about, you know, I love listening to podcasts and YouTube about personal finance, entrepreneurship, and motivation. And that's when, yeah, I figure out, oh, there's other ways to have actually an income stream than just working in a 9-to-5. So I got into real estate at first, then to Amazon FBA until I found you guys.
And what kept you looking when you tried some of those other things? What was just not complete for you?
So for real estate, in order for you to grow your, you know, real estate portfolio, you have to have a job so that they will approve you for your loans. So that I don't want to do, like working just to get approved. And, you know, it will take me long before I reach a certain level that I want to. So for Amazon FBA, I didn't like that because Amazon has a lot of fees. And then you have to buy a lot of inventory, and some of the inventory, they, you know, won't get sold. So you just, you know, it was really not profitable for me. And then, yeah, until I found out what digital marketing is and how you can only use your phone and Wi-Fi to build a business. And that's where everything clicked.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. And so as you were going through the challenge, you know, and you were learning some of the strategies, I can see that you pretty much have taken this and ran these business models that we teach, these strategies that we teach. You've enrolled in our blueprints. You started with our challenge. As you were going through the 15-day challenge, you started in 2023. And so as you were going through that, what light bulbs were going off for you that got you excited to say, I want to go all in with this?
So, Dave, I knew that this is something that could be scaled, because I've been like watching like successful entrepreneurs like, you know, Cody Sanchel, Mel Robbins, and they use the power of social media. And when I took the challenge, I knew this is something that I was looking for, that I can utilize the skills in order for me to create my own brand and scale my own business.
Yeah. Yeah. And the power of digital products versus physical
products,
which may have been something you were doing with Amazon, right? You talk about the ability to be able to scale. Is that one of the things that you're talking about?
Definitely. Yeah. So I don't have to worry all those. And that's what I love about this.
You also said in your questionnaire, you know, I often reveal this to our listeners, that the only way that we prepare for this show is by sending our guests that we invite on about a 10 question questionnaire, just trying to get some information. So I have some talking points to kind of ask you about some of the things within your business. You said that Dave's mindsets and values aligned with mine, that has drawn me to legendary. What did you mean by that?
So, yeah, Dave, I was listening to your interviews, listening to your story, and what you share with others, I totally agree with. Like, you helping people to take action is something, it's a gift. Motivating others is a gift. And that's why, you know, I am truly, amazed, like people like you who like are able to inspire others, not just to watch and sit, but to take actions, because it's a gift that not everybody has. So that's drawn me, because someday I want to be like you, Dave, like to be able to, you know, inspire people to take actions, because really there's no impossible here in the world. Once you take actions, you know, you can achieve your goals.
And it's not just, thank you for saying that, by the way, that means a lot to me, Monique, that you recognize that gift in me. And I certainly enjoy being surrounded by like-minded people like yourself. You also have been drawn to positive people, motivating people, entrepreneurs, though, even before me, right? I mean, you mentioned Mel Robbins, you mentioned some of these other people. I mean, you are somebody who has that desire to be more, do more, be the best version of yourself. And talk to us a little bit about what do you believe is different now and may have stopped you in the past. One of the things that you mentioned in your questionnaire was that you had, you know, given yourself, and nursing is a career where you do give a lot to others. You also, you're a single mom and a caregiver. You know, that seems to be your primary role. What are you, you know, in which is very honorable, and there's nothing wrong with that. And I honor and appreciate the people who take care of others, caregivers, people in the medical field, nurses especially. How are you now taking more care of yourself, or how are you starting to put yourself first and go after some of your goals and dreams and aspirations that you have now? And how is this time in your life now different than in the past when you may not have gone after those things that you wanted or even needed? And as a result, suffered either physically or mentally because of it. Talk to us about what's different now and help us understand a little bit more about that part of you.
Yeah. So my profession, you really need, it's more of, you know, serving others. And I did that for 3 years. I gave, you know, took care of, you know, my patients, people around me, but I failed to take care of myself. And coming into the online space, it was eye-opening for me that you can actually, you know, you don't really have to suffer. Like, you don't have to live in misery because you this. Sorry, Dave, I'm a bit. Nervous. Yeah. So
take your time.
So being in this online space, I learned how to, you know, take care of myself. Like, because you only could serve others, take care of others once you've, you know, learned to love yourself first. Mm. And with my child, yes, you mentioned, she has special needs. So she needs the attention, more attention, and different type of care. Yeah. So now that I am able to give her more time, give her more attention, you know, take her to her doctor's appointments, therapies, and yeah, I built this relationship with my daughter that I used to, like, before, like, put on the side. So yes, that they've this landing here is definitely like something that I really dreamed of as a mom.
What do you think is the thing that opened your eyes to made you to realize that you needed to balance more self-care? And also, if you were going to build a business and you were going to hold yourself accountable, that you were going to need to have a different approach so you could remain in healthy mind, body, and spirit.
Right. So when I started all of this, Dave, I was overanalyzing, overthinking. Like, I kept, you know, doing this, that. And I realized, oh, I did quit nursing, but still, you know, I wasn't really balancing personal life and business. So at first, yeah, I was like doing all of this, but nothing is like clicking. And looking back, now I understand why. It's because I didn't create a balance. The work ethics that I did from nursing, but still, you know, I'm applying it to the business. So that also learning how to balance, you know, life, your personal with personal and business is important. So for people who are starting out there, yeah, don't stress too much. Learn how to balance. Yeah.
What are some of the things that you're doing that keep you balanced? How do you, you mentioned overanalyzing. I would assume maybe not spending an incredible amount of time wasting overanalyzing might be one. Yes. I think balance, just if I could offer my own experience, and then I'd mm-hmm. love your perspective, is, you know, balance can come sometimes from doing things, but it can also come from not doing things. If I'm wasting a lot of time and energy over analyzing or worrying about something that I don't have any control over, or that I'm just afraid about what's going to happen, and I stop worrying and I just act on it and move forward, get out of that over analyzation, you know, kind of mindset, I, in a sense, set myself free from all that wasted time, which can be very exhausting.
Yeah.
That's what came up for me. And I realized that for, you know, various times in my career that I was wasting time. It wasn't particularly that I needed to do something to balance. It was that I needed to stop doing something. I needed to simplify my life mm-hmm. and business so there was more room. you know, and maybe that would be overanalyzing. Maybe that would be recording videos 5, 6, 7, 10 times, or over editing them, or watching them too many times. I could record 10 videos in the same amount of time that I used to record one 5 times and then watch it 5 times and then try to edit it 5 times and then still not post it.
Yeah, exactly.
How is that resonating with you?
Yeah.
What else do you do, or expand on that in terms of how you have found more peace and more balance so you can execute more and also have time to do the things in your personal life you want to do?
Yeah. So what happened to me, Dave, like I was, you know, like watching other marketers with watch their content, and I'm being like fed with all of these ideas that I keep trying everything. I did talking videos, voiceovers, text on screens, and nothing was working. It wasn't really like, I wasn't really happy of what I do. And then until I realized, why won't I focus on my strength rather than, you know, focus on my weakness? Because I've been seeing a lot of people who are like doing talking videos, and I was like, oh, maybe I should do the same because it works for them. So, but I realized, no, it's not my strength. I need to focus, figure out what would resonate to my audience. So that's when, you know, I changed my strategy. I initially focused doing TikTok content, and it wasn't really growing as I expected it to be. So I moved to Instagram and talk more about my story. Because looking back, yeah, that's what my audience wants for me, my story. Like, why do I keep, you know, doing something else that, you know, confuses them? So I went back to what worked initially for me, doing text on screens, sharing my story. And yeah, that definitely, you know, made a big, huge difference in my business. I'm not stressing over like doing this, doing that, because I found out what, you know, speaks into my heart.
Mm-hmm. I like that. And so what, let's talk about your marketing and your storytelling. How would somebody begin to tell their story? How have you begun to tell your story? And do you see this strategy as being something that's transferable to any product in any niche as well? Let's start first of all with the power and importance of storytelling and marketing from your perspective.
Yeah, Dave. So your audience has to get to know you. They won't like or trust you if they don't know your story. Just simply like posting about, you know, content about, you know, side hustles and remote jobs, you're just like another person out there who's posting the same thing. So I realized, one, if you tell your story is unique to you. So if you tell your story, one person out there could connect to you. So in every business, you can also apply that, the power of storytelling, because it's how you or your brand connects to your audience.
Yeah, and I love that you say people don't really trust you until they know your story. It's true. I feel like the same thing is true in any situation. It's not just sales or business. It's also, I mean, you know, friendship, social situations. I'm sure in the healthcare industry, there's something called, in the healthcare and mental health industry, self-disclosure. And that is when you say or tell your patient something about yourself, make yourself slightly vulnerable and tell them something about yourself to help them to not feel so alone in that moment, because it may just be you, the healthcare worker, and the patient in the room. and obviously oversharing or sharing inappropriate things is not helpful. However, if you're, give you an example of something that was really helpful for me.
Mm-hmm.
I was, in my early 20s, I was in drug treatment. Many people know my story. I've been sober for 15 years. And when I was speaking to counselors and therapists, I didn't trust them. Who are you? What do you know?
Yeah.
You don't understand. That's what most people think when they're listening to somebody that's trying to give them advice or give them a solution or tell them what to do or what they should do. When instead, what many of the best counselors I ever had did was they shared that, hey, you know what? I'm also in recovery. I've also been down that road. And I actually know what it's like. And so I know this is hard and difficult because I've been in that chair before. But help me to understand what you're feeling, what you're thinking, and where do you want to start on your journey? You know, or just simply sharing something about themselves that I can relate to helped build a bond and trust with me and that person. And the same has happened in so many other situations that I've been in since then. And I've also been able to turn around and use that with other people to make them feel more comfortable, make them not feel so alone. Because when somebody's sitting there watching your video on the internet and you seemingly have the solution or you're telling them that you do, they're thinking, why should I trust you? What's your motivation? How do you know what it's like to be me? And so it's important to make those connections, right? And that requires, what do you believe that the most important qualities are in storytelling? For me, one example would be vulnerability. How about you?
For me, what else? Just, you know, being relatable or being honest, because if you're honest, if you're like truthful or honest of yourself, of your background, the more you gain all your audience trusts, oh wow, she was honest that she underwent this. So yeah, so I think honesty, like being truthful, you know, is something that's like also important when you're sharing your start.
Yeah, Freelance with Leah says it's hard to tell our story to strangers, especially for the very private ones. But this strategy has proven to work, so we must be willing to share our story in public. We got this.
Yeah.
And you know that's true, Leah. It is. Difficult, especially if you are a more private person.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's really important to remind everybody that when we mean and talk about storytelling and marketing, we certainly aren't meaning use your audience as your therapist or your diary. You know, we're simply saying share what is appropriate, share what they need to know.
Yeah.
In order to know that you know where they are at and where they've been. Because people, there's a saying, and it's so cliche, but it's so true, that people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, people also, people don't know, people, here's another one I'm going to give you that I'm making up on the fly based on my experiences. People don't care how much you have as long as you know where they've been and what it's like to be them. Do you agree with that?
Yes. Totally. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just that people can feel like you know what it's like to walk a mile in their shoes. You know, and that you're not sitting there judging or criticizing them or belittling them or talking down to them, but instead that you are sharing your experience that you've been there and you've done that. And you may have even felt that same pain, which can be something that can be share pain. Mm-hmm. We don't want to reveal that we've suffered or have pain, but the truth is that, you know, we've all had problems and suffered. Mm-hmm. That actually, what I found, if you want to, you know, everybody who's listening know from my experience, what is the most difficult, what is the most powerful bonding thing that we can share with people is actually not our successes. It is our struggles. People bond much more over pain than they do over solutions or results or pleasure. Because when you share a pain shared as a pain lessened, a pain shared and a pain identified with, it creates connection. Whereas, you know, if you share a result or you share your results with somebody, especially if they've not had those results yet or have not overcome that problem yet, they have no idea what it's like to experience that. And they may get excited about the idea of maybe having that, but they still are not able to relate to that. What they can relate to is the pain that you're sharing and you letting them know that you know where they're at. And my friends, this is one of my favorite topics about marketing because it's proven to be the most important and powerful bonding, trust building, know, like, and trust factor of your marketing. What else would you share on that topic or that's been helpful or worked for you in terms of either building your audience or building a better bond with your audience?
So when you tell your story, you share your struggles and you emphasize with the actions you took. Actions you take, yes. Because just sharing your story without, you know, leading your audience to, okay, what action did you take, you know, to create a change in your life, to make your life better? They won't take an action. So that's important ingredient as well in storytelling. You tell your pain points. And also you tell what actions you took and what are the results you're getting. If you don't have results yet, that's okay. But let your audience know what actions you're taking so, you know, they get, you know, get them inspired to take actions as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. And I love that. That's ultimately mm-hmm. what we're trying to do is inspire action in people. Mm-hmm. What do you find the best way to get somebody to, you know, go from watching a video on social media to, you know, actually taking some sort of action, specifically, you know, moving into your sales funnel or, you know, doing something, reaching out to you? What calls to action are you giving? What value are you giving away to get people to subscribe, you know, opt into your landing page and subscribe to your newsletter? Has there been any game changers that you've used? Yesterday, our guest talked about the power of using a lead magnet, giving away an ebook mm-hmm. or some sort of a download or a free training in exchange for their email. What's been powerful for you to get either inspire or ethically bribe people to take action?
Yeah, so for me, what works is when you connect, when your audience asks questions, you connect with them. I leave voice clips to my audience, and that helps a lot build trust and connection with my audience.
Yeah, so if somebody reaches out to you.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
DMing them, your voice messaging them and letting them hear your voice.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. I got you. Yeah. That's, you know, honestly for me, getting voice messages are so tight for whatever reason, I don't know what it is. It can be a bit of a burden, you know, to have to, especially if somebody sends a really long one. But I think there's ways to be able to, I think there's ways to be able to just send short little messages that, you know, just let people know that you're a real person. Do you find that that's what you're really trying to you know, to do, is just connect and make sure that you're a real person?
Yes. So I make sure I respond to their DMs and comments right away, so that, you know, they know that I'm a real person, that, you know, I value, you know, their time in like leaving a comment or sending a message.
Yeah. Elizabeth says, that's awesome. Quick voice message. Connie says, I like hearing their voice. Going back to the storytelling thing, Grant Temple, what's up, Grant, says, you don't even need to tell your story necessarily. It can just be a story to illustrate a point. I remember driving, and he says, for example, quote, I remember driving home from work, slack jawed, radio off, and contemplating how I can possibly do this another day. Here's what I did to change that. And he's right. You know, I've often said this in events and various trainings, that there's nothing more powerful than the power of an analogy or a metaphor or a story. We don't always have to tell our life story.
Yeah.
We also need to get good at using little 3, 4, 5 line stories. Doesn't have to be a long paragraph. Just the example that he gave was a great one. Hey, I know exactly what that was like. I'm a former construction worker. I was living paycheck to paycheck. I was going to be a career 9-to-5er. I was burnt out, and I needed a way out as well. And that's when I came online looking for solutions. That's only 4 to 5 sentences. It wasn't a big, long. So everybody needs to ask themselves, with any story that you're telling, can you tell it quick? 3 sentences, 4 sentences. It doesn't need to be long. And you don't need to also make it only 5 sentences. I'm just giving you examples based on Grant's. I thought that was a great contribution, because it really is just about just a quick letting them know that you know what it's like and that you've been where they've been. It doesn't, oftentimes, especially with social media nowadays, we lose people if the content is too long. So talk to us about your content marketing strategy. I mean, you say TikTok, Instagram, you're both on them, as well as Facebook. What is your approach to that? Are you posting videos first on TikTok, repurposing them? Are you editing them on TikTok or Instagram? Just talk to us about, how do you film and then publish ads in videos on your social media channels? What does that look like?
Okay. So I used to mainly use TikTok, and then I repost on Instagram and Facebook, but I'm not getting the views that I'm hoping for. So earlier this year, I switched my strategy. I was like thinking, oh, why are people, you know, raving about Instagram? Probably, you know, I need to check it out, see for myself, give it a chance. I learned how to do B-roll content and, you know, put text on screen and, you know, work on my copywriting skills, and boom, that worked. Like, I just synced my reels, IG reels, on Facebook page. And yeah, I'm getting more views than when I used TikTok. So I was like, oh, this was the game changer when I switched to Instagram.
Yeah, that's awesome. You know, if you listen to our episodes of Wake Up Legendary, you'll hear that so many people have different approaches and love different things. I want you to just, what comes up for you around the power of testing things for yourself and not just taking somebody else's word for it, but actually executing and seeing what works? You're getting excited. What's that about?
Yes, that's right. So I for 9 months I was doing TikTok. So don't wait for 9 months before you change your strategy or, you know, pivot. So 9 months I was doing TikTok, and I was like, oh, nothing seems to work. Like, what's wrong? Like, I'm doing all of this. different types of content, nothing seems to work. But then, you know, I just, you know, learned Instagram, and then everything clicked. Now I can say, Dave, that I'm not as stressed as before, because now I built the muscle in like creating captions and do storytelling. And it was like, man, if only I did, you know, didn't took me too long to change my strategy, probably I've seen better results. So don't give up, guys. If you've been, don't wait for too long to, you know, pivot if you have to. Because, yeah, I wasted a lot of months. But I did learn from those, Dave, because my weakness is talking. So I kept, you know, doing talking videos, even though I'm not good at it. But now the skills I learned in doing those talking videos, now I can apply here on this interview. Like, you know, I can express myself more, you know, without being, you know, with more confidence.
Yeah.
So everything I learned from the past 9 months, from all the experimentation I did, made me or brought me to where I am today. So
I love that. What a beautiful attitude. What a beautiful perspective. You know, it's so funny. We all have options, you know, in how we handle ourselves. You know, some of us come in, we do absolutely nothing, or we're frozen with fear. Some of us give little effort and then decide to, you know, slander and try to blame and play victim. Mm-hmm. Which is so unattractive, and it's such a sad strategy, and unfortunately we've seen quite a bit of that over the past little while, and it's I feel sad for people who feel that that's a way to, you know, because that resentment is like eating poison, expecting somebody else to die. When you're bitter and when you're trying to blame others and you're playing the victim and you're trying to slander other people because you didn't put in effort, because you didn't make you didn't try. It's so unattractive, and it's such a sad way to build a business. And then there's, you know, people like you, and I can relate to this. Look, I've been at this for 13 years, but guess what? I've had a 13-year wonderful career. Every month has not been, you know, amazing. Every year has not been multiple millions of dollars. There's been, especially the first few years, it was a challenge, just like everyone's first few years in a new career, in a new business. Most new businesses don't even get into the green, meaning that they're in debt. I mean, if you were to start a physical business, a construction company, most any other business out there, you're buying equipment, you're paying for education. Think about all of the Americans and the people around the world who have tens of thousands of dollars or hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt from student loans. When do you actually you're paying those off for so long before you actually are debt free? So for us to have an opportunity to be able to get into a business that's low to no cost, where education is optional.
Mm-hmm.
And friends, I mean, affiliate marketing and course creation and things of that nature. I mean, you could even go to YouTube University and learn a lot of this stuff. We just happen to put it in an organized curriculum with a supportive community that has value, that people come here to learn in an organized, structured, supportive way. But there's, you know, our success is certainly not a lack of resources. There's education, there's support, there's infinite amounts of information out there on the internet. It's a lack of resourcefulness. And it's a poor attitude. And I just want to validate you so much for this attitude that you have, this perspective that you have, because this attitude is going to be the foundation of your success for the rest of your career. And I really mean that, Monique, the ability to be able to find solutions, the ability mm-hmm. to see the glass half empty, excuse me, half full instead of half empty, the ability to be able to, when things aren't moving as fast as you want, realize that you're still growing and that most often we're the last ones to notice our own growth, you know?
Yeah.
Tell me what this process has taught you about Monique.
It's not all about money, Dave. It's about building your skills, building about personality development, because people are too focused on results, when they're not even mastering the skills that they have to learn in order to get those results that they've wanted. So for people who are like giving up in their first, second month, like, hey, you have to first master the skills before you achieve those results that you're desiring, because not everybody has the same, you know, skills or background or gifts. So learn, persevere, don't give up, because you'll eventually build the muscles in, you know, posting content, you know, about learning how marketing works. So you focus on the skill. You can use it in any industry, business, rather than just focusing on the money.
Mm-hmm. Love that, Monique. Mm-hmm. You are a true inspiration. You know, I need a new hat, somebody says. Wow. So many wonderful comments for you. So much love. Oh. We are so, yes, Monique, love her honesty. Platinum Boulder. Hey, Michael. Monique is saying everything I've been saying to myself about where I'm at right now. Wonderful to hear that I could, in fact, be on the right path mentally, which I hold on to for those days of doubt. Hang in there. Connie says, impressive for sure, especially because English mm-hmm. is not your first language. Good for you. I have so much respect for you, those of you who are, you know, not speaking your native language, but still pushing on. It's unbelievable. Brittany mm-hmm. Miller with what up, Britt, with the mic drop. Absolutely love these lives. I just completed day 3 of the 25. Maybe you mean the 15-day challenge. I have my second call tomorrow. I'm so nervous, scared, excited, and hopeful all at once. Well, hang in there, Kelly, and learn all you can. Allow us to support you. Mick says, practice and testing makes perfect. Well done, Monique. Melissa says, I am so scared, but I'm not giving up. Monique is a true inspiration. Pauline says, just started the challenge. These live sessions are great. Hey, you know, it's just endless in terms of these. Connie says again, oh yeah, we've been in our own business 31 years, still figuring it out. Gail says, student loans should be illegal. Oof. Monty says some are never debt free. Yeah. Freelance with Leah. Give it 5 years for a brick and mortar business to succeed. I've only been here for a few months. Got no right to complain and do the blame game. This is business. It takes time. Ugh, amen, girlfriend. Amen. Adelita says, Monique, you are an inspiration to many. So true. From Sarah. Thank you for all your comments, your support. Craig says, I've made so many mistakes, but finding legendary isn't one of them. Thank you for that. So true, Dave. Have you invested in the blueprints? Mark, you did, correct, Monique?
Mm-hmm, yeah, I did.
Wow, that's a great statement. She's spot on with the facts. Monique, thank you for your vulnerability. Just, I hope you have a chance to go back and read some of these. They're so wonderful and supportive towards mm-hmm. you, Monique, and I just thank you so much for coming on and sharing your time with us this morning. I know you're busy, and you've got so much going on with your daughter and your business and everything. But thank you for coming on and sharing your story and your experience with us this morning. Any final thoughts or advice that you would give to yourself if you were just starting again, knowing what you know now?
So probably don't hesitate to invest on yourself, because you are the ones who create your success. Don't depend on your job. Don't depend on this course. You are the one who's creating your success, not anybody else.
Yeah. Powerful. Yeah. The course doesn't work. You work.
Yeah.
That was a quote from somebody a couple of weeks ago on Wake Up Legendary. You don't buy any course, not here or anywhere else, or any education, just like you don't go to college and get a degree and then just walk into a job and just.
Here you go.
Give me money. I got a degree. Give me money. That would be absurd. Nobody does that. So I love your final piece of wisdom. Very wise. So inspirational. Monique, keep up the great work. Stay legendary. Please come back and see me and keep us posted on your journey, okay?
I will. Thank you, Dave.
All right. Take care. We'll talk to you soon.
Yeah.
All right, my friends. Another amazing episode. And thank you, Monique, so much. You can find her on TikTok and Instagram, Passive Income with M-O-N, Moan, short for Monique. You can also find her on Facebook, Passive Income with Moan, M-O-N, short for Monique. My friends, if you want to get started with any of our education, go through our courses, try us out, enroll in our blueprints, come to a mastermind, go to legendarymarketer.com/enroll. All of our courses have individual value, teach proprietary information from our own experience, strategies that we've tested and oftentimes came up with or created using inside of these core four business models of selling information online, that's selling courses, coaching, events, and masterminds. Go through our challenge, take an opportunity to see if it works and is right for you. And if it is, upgrade and enroll in our flagship Business Blueprints course that comes with all of the step-by-step curriculum outlining each business blueprint or business model, comes with ongoing live coaching, workshops every other weekend, all of the replays. Come to a mastermind, learn in person, meet me, meet the other successful students, coaches inside of this community, and allow us to support you every step of the way. And my friends, if you want to get a text message reminder every time we go live, and yes, we are live. See, it's Tuesday, March 26th at 10:51. You can text WUL, the letters WUL, to 813-296-8553. And remember, my friends, we take the audio of each one of these episodes and upload it onto the major podcast platforms. Just type in Wake Up Legendary. And each episode is uploaded same day. So if you want to just listen to the audio, you can do that. Plus, we've done, you know, I believe nearly 1,000 of these now. I don't know the exact number. It's between 950 and 1,000 of these Wake Up Legendary episodes. Think about that for a second. 1,000, nearly 1,000 of our students have came on here and shared their unfiltered experience, average people doing extraordinary things. So, you know, feel free to go back and look through those, all of those, learn from them, take anything you can, use it, whether you're, you know, even if you're somebody here spying, even if you're slandering us, even if you, are competing program or product or company, we have so much value here to offer. We're happy to help out in any way that we can. Have a fantastic day, my friends. Get out of here. Stay legendary. This is Dave Sharp signing out. We'll see you tomorrow.